teasing an epic showdown. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, September 9th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on TheWrestlingRevolution.com. I'm a guest on the latest episode of the WRPX podcast, talking about All Out and the Future 50. So go check it out right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW
champion Kenny Omega and Bryan Danielson appear to be on a collision course. Danielson interrupted an in-ring promo by the Elite during last night's Dynamite and challenged Omega to a fight. That led to a wild brawl involving a bunch of other wrestlers. Speaking of the Elite, their resurrected member, Adam Cole, will make his AEW in-ring debut on next Wednesday's Dynamite against Frankie Kazarian. The return date is set for Cody Rhodes. He will have a match at the Dynamite Grand Slam show at Arthur Ashe Stadium on September 22nd, and his opponent will be Malakai Black. Black beat Dustin Rhodes on last night's Dynamite. Also announced for the Dynamite Grand Slam show, MJF versus Brian Pillman Jr. Those two got into a brawl on last night's Dynamite after Pillman stormed out to put an end to MJF's insults of Pillman's family and his hometown of Cincinnati. Wardlow was on hand to back up MJF, sort of, but there's definitely growing tension between those two men. Another hometown hero in Cincinnati, Jon Moxley, pinned a bloodied Minoru Suzuki with the Paradigm Shift in last night's main event. An in-ring promo with CM Punk last night led to a confrontation with Team Taz, and Punk said he's willing to take on anyone from that group. A member of Team Taz was in action last night. Powerhouse Hobbs beat Dante Martin. Ruby Soho's Dynamite debut was a win over Jamie Hayter. After the match, Dr. Britt Baker, Rebel, and Hayter tried to beat up on Soho until Riho and Chris Statlander ran out to the rescue. Those six women are now set for a big tag match on Friday night's Rampage. Dark Order is not fine. Their internal problems caused their members to lose a match last night. The Pinnacle's Sean Spears and FTR beat Evil Uno, Stu Grayson, and John Silver. Silver took the pin after he was overwhelmed by a 3-on-1 disadvantage. Uno was upset with Silver after the match, and things were escalating before cooler heads prevailed, at least for now.
WWE
announced Wednesday that Triple H, Paul Levesque, underwent a successful medical procedure following a, quote, cardiac event, end quote, caused by a genetic heart issue. WWE said the 52-year-old is expected to make a full recovery. WWE's Cruiserweight champion Kushida revealed on Instagram that his recent absence from NXT is the result of him testing positive for COVID-19. Today's NXT UK has another match from the Heritage Cup number one contender tournament. It's going to be Wolfgang versus Sam Gradwell. Today's episode is also promoting a special replay of last month's NXT UK title match between Walter and Ilya Dragunov from TakeOver 36. ABC confirmed The Miz will be part of the cast for the new season of Dancing with the Stars. That show airs on Monday nights starting September 20th.
Impact Wrestling.
Tonight's Impact Wrestling has Rich Swann versus Carl Anderson in a bunkhouse brawl, plus Moose versus Eddie Edwards, Chris Bay versus David Finlay, Macklin versus Petey Williams, and Rosemary versus Tasha Steelz. The annual PWI 500 was released on Wednesday. Kenny Omega is number one, followed by Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, and Kota Ibushi. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, September 9th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss our next update. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.